Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
And we're back.
What do you mean, and we're back?
And we're back.
We're just starting.
We are just starting. Welcome into another episode of Stupidity. All that stuff, the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah, bigger than
thanks to you.
Yeah, thanks to you. We've had a long-ish day, but a fun day in recordings for both, mainly for God Bless Football, but also for Stupidity. And you're going to hear from Pedro Martinez with us now in a couple minutes, which is a fun surprise, and we liked talking to Pedro. Happy New Year to Pedro, by the way. You'll get that in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
I think that are we at the point of delirious yet, Stugatz? Because if you're listening to this now, it's Friday morning, and you see that we have not one but two episodes of God Bless Football out, plus this episode of Stupidity, plus everything else that we've done throughout the week. So
yes.
I feel like we're running on fumes at the moment.
I am running on fumes. It wasn't Chris Long. It wasn't Chris Sims. It wasn't Mike Golick Sr. It wasn't Pedro Martinez. It wasn't Bubba Watson. It wasn't Adam Schefter. It was K-Funk and the crew.
I mean, yeah.
They threw my entire day off.
So I didn't tell either of you that was going to happen. And at the last minute, listener, we had a tricky situation in which Adam Schefter appeared, and I had to then coordinate and move 10 people back 15 minutes, but it ended up happening. But yeah, I was asked not to tell anyone that was going to happen so that it would be a surprise for everyone.
A delightful surprise. It was fantastic.
It was a nice little surprise. And what were you going to say, Mikey?
I was going to ask, who asked you not to tell anybody?
So you want to know how it came about is, and this part I think made me feel really good, and it might make you feel really good. Mojo reached out to me and was like, hey, I've been talking with Chris and Jabba. We want to come on and we want to surprise you guys. Like, we missed doing it. We wanted to come on and surprise you guys, but don't tell K-Funk or anyone that we're going to do it. So they actually had the conversation and they organized themselves and then reached out and was like, we'd like to do it. And I was like, I actually, Mojo, wanted to ask you the last week of, you know, 2023 to come on, like as the year was ending, to come on and surprise people. But then one thing led to another, things got really, and I didn't end up doing it. So like, we've kind of all have been on the same page and missing each other, it seems, but no one wanted to be the one to say it.
The first one to reach out.
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, listen, Mojo doesn't care. He does not care. I'm surprised it took him this long, to be honest. What?
I was so happy to see them. It was such a fun segment. And I say that now, knowing that the episode, if you're hearing this, is already out. And I haven't edited it yet. And I know what that is going to entail.
You might not miss it. You might not miss it after you edit it.
No, yeah. Mikey, here's the beauty. He can't blame me on this one. I
mean, no.
Yes.
This is all his doing. Yes. This is all his doing, actually.
I'm also glad that I'm giving you my genuine appreciation for it now before it comes out and before I go through all of that work and then hate it immediately. And I'm like, God, why did I do that? And then I'm like bitter and old and grumpy, you know?
Was this the podcast equivalent of running into an ex and being like, oh, you want to grab a cup of coffee? And then maybe things start to reconnect a little bit and maybe we start getting them on a little bit more.
Wow.
You think we could be headed down that road?
I don't know. Maybe.
Not that I'm saying. I'm just hoping.
Listen, because Jabba would have been great to have for this interview coming up with Pedro Martinez.
Well, that's another thing. Jabba would have been great with this interview with Pedro Martinez. Yeah. However, Jabba's still not. Jabba will very much, I think, never talk to us about baseball. Jabba, you want me to be perfectly honest with you? He was the one I was most surprised was going to rejoin us. Yeah.
Same. I want to float an idea by you guys and tell me what you think. How about a super staff of coaches?
Oh, okay. So Pedro and Jabba.
Pedro, Jabba, Belichick, Nick Saban, Pete Carroll, Mike Vrabel, a superstar.
Jim Harbaugh.
And oh, I forgot about Jimmy.
Where's the worst place they could go? I'm looking at Carolina. Imagine that staff goes to Carolina.
You know what I would really want for a super staff to do? Have this super staff come together and then go to like Toledo. And just decide we are going to make a program. Where the money
not
comes
the
from,
Big
I
Ten.
Have no idea. I have
not
no
in the
idea.
Big Ten, not in the SEC, the only two conferences left in America, not in the ACC. Just we're going to go to Toledo.
Yeah, and just for just one season, like, guys, listen, we're going to take a one-year hit on this, but we're going to pick a school and we're going to try to win the national championship with that school.
Why not FIU? Pause up.
Ooh, pause up. Uh-oh, what's happening there? You just had something pop up on your face.
Yeah. I did.
Did you see that?
It was a thumbs down. I saw it.
Oh, boy. We had that happen once before.
Somebody disliked what you said.
Dangerous game. Yeah.
That was, yeah.
What about if they went to somewhere like Vanderbilt and went to the SEC and just dominated them?
Huh. The Commodores?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to see. I'm trying to see what cues the thumbs down to pop up on your face.
I don't know what I did. I don't know what I touched. I have no idea. I don't know how this thing works.
That happened one time in a meeting that we had, and I can't get into that, but it was interesting.
Yeah. It wasn't good. let's just put it that way. Didn't go well. Who would be the head coach? Because I imagine the super staff not to have a head coach. There is no head coach. We're just the super staff, you know?
Well, somebody's got to make the game time decisions. The game.
Someone has to be in charge, yeah.
All right, so a Belichick, Saban, Vrabel, Pedro Martinez. Oh, Mikey just got a thumbs up. Congratulations.
What'd you do? No, that was different.
Okay. So who would make the decisions for that crew? Who would you want making the decisions for that crew? Pedro,
I think I'd want Vrabel. I'd want the lowest of the names to be the head coach.
And how then about a no like, name
coaching controversy? Oh yeah,
a no name. Yeah,
I like that. Yeah.
Like, give me an example. Give the audience an example of a no name.
Whoever's coaching Toledo right now.
I was just gonna say, who's Toledo's coach right now? Because he stays the head coach.
Yes.
Hold right. on a second.
The super staff doesn't want to take your job. They just want to make your program great. That's all.
All right. Right yes. now, Jason Candle is the head coach of the Toledo Rockets.
Right.
Welcome to Wait. A welcome to a national championship.
Wait, Jason. Guys, no one loves, okay? No one loves our military more than this show. Should they not go somewhere like Army, Navy, Air Force?
Wow.
Yeah. I make them like a national that. Powerhouse.
But here's the thing about that.
Let's not disrespect our armed services.
And also the portal's gonna get interesting because then like oh, I'm going to transfer to the Navy. And it's like, okay, this was fun for you. It's like, no, buddy.
This is
like,
different.
Now it's time to serve. It doesn't work like that.
It's a tough sell. Different. You're right.
Yeah.
Tough sell for a kid who doesn't want to go to the Army.
TYFYS.
Yeah. Thank you for your service, but it's going to be a tougher sell, I think, in the portal.
All right. So you're saying they go to Toledo and the guy who's the head coach is still the head coach and he makes all the crucial decisions. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Jason Candle's in charge and he's going to be overriding Bill Belichick and Pete Carroll and Nick Saban.
Breaking them up into groups.
Now, Dan Lanning is not involved. He's decided to stay in Oregon, right?
So yeah.
Because Phil might give him a pile of cash.
I was going to say, something happened there.
I got to tell you, if you're an agent or one of these head coaches, like, oh my God, you are having at it right now. Can you imagine Don Yee with Jim Harbaugh right now? Holy shit, the leverage he has. My goodness. Yeah. All right, a super staff.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, but Pedro's on it.
Yeah, anyways, Pedro's
here. It's a different
too, yeah.
super staff. That's a pitching staff. It's different.
Hilarious.
Now I want to do an all-time super staff.
Is it weird that I think it's really cool to talk to Pedro Martinez still?
No,
like
I'm
when
super
they're like,
excited.
You want to talk to Pedro Martinez? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I want to talk to Pedro Martinez.
I've had so many people
Second
tell
best
me.
Pitcher we talked to today.
how dare you? How dare you?
We just got him back in our good graces. What are you doing?
Well, he just called him the best pitcher we've talked
I
to
just
today.
Called him the best pitcher.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm delirious tired. Super staff. Okay.
Unless Timothy was a pitcher. You'll figure that one out if you hear God Bless Football.
I want to put together a super staff. I'm thinking Pedro Martinez, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Greg Maddux. Mm. I'm thinking Kurt Schilling.
Hmm. I think we're now straying.
Are we now? Now we're straying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Kurt Schilling is not one of the best pitchers ever. Get out of here.
He's a good postseason.
Randy Johnson, Nolan Ryan.
He's a great postseason pitcher. Kurt Schilling's one of the great postseason pitchers of all time, guys. Tom Seaver? No.
Tom Terrific.
Yeah. Pedro, Clemens, Maddux. All right, I'll take Schilling out. His post-baseball career keeps
Randy Johnson?
Big unit. I'm good with unit. That. I'm good with that. I'll throw Andy Pettit in for a big spot, big game. How about that?
Did Mikey A agrees with me. I know he does. Like did you only watch baseball like 1990 to 2006?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I couldn't That's name happening. A pitcher. Go ahead. I couldn't name five pitchers, starting pitchers, pitching today. I'm
well,
serious.
I'm surprised you're not talking about pitchers from like the 70s or 80s.
Shohei Ohtani.
Jeez, please.
Who's the guy in the Yankees?
What does that even that what? What
the ace of their mean? Staff, the guy in the Yankees.
Gerrit Cole.
That guy. He's good. Justin Verlander.
Him. That guy.
Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
Mariano Rivera still doing that.
Yeah, we're delirious. It's
good. You know a name we're not gonna get to, right?
Who?
Name he's never going to get to is Kershaw. I'm never going to put Kershaw on that list.
Oh, not on any list. Are you kidding me? He's on a list of losers.
You know what I was thinking? And Pedro Martinez obviously had a Hall of Fame career, very successful, financially very successful too, right? If Pedro Martinez was born 10 to 15 years later, he would have made five times the amount of money probably, yes. right?
No,
it's crazy.
Yes. Right. I think a lot of athletes think that, right? Because it's never going to stop. I'm certain Marino has said to himself, can you imagine if I was playing quarterback today, right? $400 million contract or something like that.
Yeah.
Brady's probably even thinking it, you know?
He's done all right.
No, I know he's done all right, but if Brady was born like 5 years later, he'd still be playing. I'm surprised that he's not, but the contracts just get so high, Billy. That's all I'm saying. Well, like Brady didn't see what Patrick Mahomes is currently seeing. That's all.
Oh, not even close, but he also got in on the perfect time for the media contract bubble. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he got that before that bubble bursts.
Yeah. Anyway. It's impossible to have anyone on and not ask them about Bill Belichick, and so I promise I am going to ask Pedro Martinez about Bill. Listen, they're going to be on a super staff together. So
that's true.
Yeah. Get to know him.
Yep. All right, let's get to the greatest pitcher I've ever seen, Pedro Martinez. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't: the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Pedro, thank you for doing this.
Oh, it's a pleasure, boys. How are you?
Thank you, Pedro.
Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year to you. Pedro.
Thank you.
When's the cutoff, Pedro? When's the last day you say Happy New Year to someone?
Today.
I'm glad we got it.
When Pedro says Happy New Year today, that's it.
Right? Perfect.
Wait, how did Pedro Martinez's New Year look? Like, what'd you do? Did you celebrate? What'd you do, Pedro?
I did. I had the opportunity to celebrate with my mom, my family. I spent a lot of time with the family. As you know, the year before was extremely busy for me. So I really got to enjoy my old lady.
Okay. Well, we're joined now by Hall of Famer Pedro Martinez, who has partnered with the Marlins and the Pedro Martinez Foundation ahead of the Caribbean series, the Serie del Caribe, which is going to be at Loan Depot Park February 1st through the 9th. And there's also a VIP experience with Pedro on February 8th. Pedro, how did you and the Marlins come together on this? And tell us a little bit about your foundation.
Well, it's been almost a year. The Marlins knew that they were going to be hosting the Caribbean series, and they understand what my goals are and how much influence I have in the Latin community, especially Miami being so diverse, and also understanding that we're gonna all be supporting the Caribbean series, the players, and also, you know, serving the community as role models. And I have a lot of respect. I don't like to talk about myself, but I have a lot of respect from all the players, from the communities, and I love doing community work. And the fact that the two foundations are able to do something to improve not only the players, their behavior, the way they act, the way they present themselves, I think is great. We're extremely proud to join forces and reach out for the main goal, which is improve everything that we have around for the next generation of players.
Pedro, looking at Major League Baseball, do you like what's going on with the Dodgers with this kind of super team they're forming there, or do you want a little more parity?
I actually like it. Whatever you can do to win, do it. I that's why I think George Steinbrenner will always be in our minds, because he did whatever possible to give his team an opportunity to win. I know that there's not probably the same amount of money for some other organizations, but you never know. That's why we all play 9 innings and 27 outs, because you just never know. They might be the team that nobody's going to beat, but at the same time, look at what happened to the Yankees in the last few years. They were the team that was supposed to be unbeatable. They haven't done anything either. So they still have to go out there and perform and be healthy, which is something you're not guaranteed. I don't mind any team trying to do whatever possible for the city to win. I don't have a problem with that. The fact that I would love to see other teams have a little bit more money to make it a little bit closer, yeah, I would love to see that. But unfortunately, some of them are bigger, some of them are smaller.
Pedro, can you explain to me maybe the greatest mystery in all of sports, how the Angels did zero winning with Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout?
It's a shocker, but how do you win ball games? Pitching?
Yes.
And defense?
Yes.
And they lacked all that. They had the others, but they lacked pitching and defense. And then at the same time, Mr. Mike Trout hasn't been healthy while Ohtani's there. And even Shohei got his little ups and downs. So I think that was the biggest key. It was just the fact that they did not have enough pitching and defense to win the ball games that they needed to.
The greatest pitcher I've ever seen, the greatest pitcher of my lifetime with us, Pedro Martinez. Pedro, you spent so many years in Boston. I'm wondering, what was your reaction to Bill Belichick leaving the Patriots?
I'm a little bit disappointed. Same thing with Brady. Those two seem to be the franchises. One was the brain, the other one was the athlete, and also the brain, because Tom Brady is an amazing, probably the best athlete I've ever seen, right along with Michael Jordan and those guys. I'm extremely disappointed because they were the symbol of Boston. They are. They still are. To me, they are. They are the symbol of Boston in football. And I would hate to see a coach and a player like that not finish what they started after being such a great scene for the world. It wasn't just Boston. It was the world watching those two guys there.
Did you ever have an opportunity to hang out with Belichick or Brady, for that matter?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Don't forget, I was an expo. We drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
We drafted
right.
him. He chose football, and I was in that team. You know that? Yeah, I was in that team, and we drafted him, and he chose to go to football. But I can only imagine, if we were to make Brady a pitcher, and he had that kind of host that he had for the football and pitching, and he was as good, imagine that. Right now, and we would have never leave Montreal.
Well, he was a catcher, so he could have been your catcher. You think he would have called some perfect games, some no hitters for you?
As smart as he is, I wouldn't second guess anything. And the funny thing is, we were doing something at Fenway, and he was throwing the first pitch, and I got to the batting cage. I see Tom over there grabbing a bat, and I said, "Tom, you want to hit some?" And he had pretty good pop. And he looked to me like he could hit too. I didn't get to see him much, but I would have loved to see him do anything, because those super athletes, just like Michael looked like he could get to the big leagues and kind of be a little bit successful as well.
No, Michael was terrible. Pedro, Michael was terrible at baseball.
Listen, he's respecting the greatest athlete he's ever lived. I mean,
you needed to give him more time.
Right.
Okay. I mean, he wasn't going to get it from one year to the next.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball is challenging. Baseball is challenging. Hitting is not easy.
Yep. Pedro, what do you make, like, the starter? Pedro, back in your day, like, guys used to go 7, 8, 9 innings all the time. And today we don't see it nearly as much. You see it with Verlander. You see it occasionally with Scherzer. You'll see it with some other guys. But we just don't see it like we used to. Does that disappoint you? Or are you upset by that, the way baseball has kind of gone into the future here with guys throwing 2 and 3 innings at a time?
Well, it's going to have to change eventually. You guys will see it with time. They're going to have to go back to the basics. Look at what Arizona did. Arizona went to the World Series playing small ball, doing the little things, playing fundamentals, pitching, defense, speed around the bases. Look how far they went. Texas has an unbelievable team, and they were able to beat them. But who will ever think that the Dodgers wouldn't make it and Arizona was the one that was in the World Series? You guys didn't think that.
No.
You didn't see it coming. And baseball is going to have to do the same thing eventually, go back to the basics, go back to the drawing boards, and start playing baseball like we used to. And as much money as they're paying these guys, I think eventually some of those guys are going to be pushed a little bit more.
Well, thank you, Pedro, so much for the time. One more time here on the way out, tell us what you're doing with the Marlins, your foundation, and the Serie del Caribe.
Well, we're joining forces to try to not only improve the lives of others, but also trying to bring over in this Caribbean series the same atmosphere that we brought in the Classic. I hope people realize what they're going to be seeing here from Latin America. Appreciate the culture, learn more about the players and the culture. Why do we have Ronald Acuña playing on the day he was announced as an MVP? That's what people need to know. What drives those guys to do that? What kind of passion, what kind of love? And you can see it in the fans too. The fans are loud, are different. They carry so much heat inside to come and give, you know, love to their players and support to their players. People need to come and experience that. And that's what we want. We want to see that. And at the same time, we want to, since Miami is so diverse, we would love to see a diverse kind of atmosphere here in Miami, full of people and full of joy.
All right, Pedro, we really appreciate the time. Good luck with everything moving forward here. You look great, by the way.
Thank you.
You look like you can go out game 7, throw 9 innings right now. You do.
Oh, no. My body won't allow me, believe me. My body won't allow me, but I'm going to try to keep doing my grounding and doing my little things and try to stay healthy, just to stay healthy.
Okay, since you declared this is the last day we could say it, Happy New Year to you, Pedro.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Pedro.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you all and everybody that's watching. That's a lot of people.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, take care.
And we're back. One.
Nailed it, and we're back. How'd you know, Mikey?
Yes!
How'd you know?
I was hoping. It wasn't knowing. It was hoping.
Mikey put the one down. He told you to give him the fastball.
You want me to tell
right
you something?
Down the middle.
It's fastball. Your only pitch.
Can I tell you something? I you won't believe this. I almost started the Pedro Martinez interview with "and we're back." And then at the last minute, I didn't do it because I was like, we only have a short amount of time. Let me be as respectful as possible to this amount of time. And also, I was just kind of like, hey, how's it going? And then we started talking about Happy New Year, and then we lost the moment also. So,
yes. Yep.
That kind of thing.
How about Tom Brady, huh? Baseball player. No idea. Did you?
You didn't know that?
No, I did not. I had no idea. I didn't know the Expos drafted Tom Brady to play baseball. I had no idea.
Every once in a while, you'll see the thing where, like, they'll put out, like, MLB's, like, social media pages or something. We'll put out, like, fake Tom Brady, like, baseball stats and say that he'd be a Hall of Famer as the Expos with, like, 500 home runs.
I feel like Tom Brady getting drafted by the Expos is the equivalent of, hey, did you know Matt Stafford and Clayton Kershaw went to school together? They were friends. It's like that trivia fact that everybody knows.
Mm.
Yet I didn't know it. Interesting.
Yeah, I was gonna say everybody. It seems.
Hey, did you know Matt Stafford and Clayton Kershaw were teammates?
I did know that. Yes.
All right. Just making.
How'd you feel talking to Pedro as a Yankee fan?
Yeah, good question.
It's fine. We beat him. It's fine.
Do you have like a player like that you like really don't like as a Yankees fan?
Yes. Yes.
Was it Pedro?
Actually. No, I always liked Pedro. It was guys like Kevin Euclid. Was a Yankee for a year.
Greek got a walk.
It was guys like that. Thank you, Billy. Yeah.
Yuki's the guy, huh?
Yeah.
Why? Because he just torched the Yankees?
Moneyball.
Yeah. Anyone else? I want Mikey Hayes top five Red Sox that he despises.
Trot Nixon.
Yeah,
his name is a verb.
Trot Nixon's a great one.
Kevin Euclid, Bill Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Hated that spelling on his name. The worst.
Oh, God. Yeah. M-U-E-L-L-E-R, something like that. Mueller. Right.
Yeah. Bill Miller.
Spelled the right way.
Never liked Veritek. Yeah. Never liked Veritek. Never respected Veritek. Mm. And what the hell? For the hell of it, give me David Ortiz, just because you knew it was always going to be an issue.
Right.
Wow.
Interesting.
It seems like your list is primarily like the, I don't want to say like 90, fringe. It's like the cult heroes of Red Sox players that were like okay but not great that they love.
Trot Nixon. Like,
this guy sucks.
Trot Nixon had 17 home runs in 1 year and hit 9 against the Yankees.
Oh, I like, love that.
Think about that. Like, that's like.
He was a Yankee killer. Yes.
And that was like that perfect age for me where I was like getting drunk in the stands, in the bleachers. So I was, and he played right field. So he was right there. I used to yell Verb Nixon because his name was a verb.
Mm-hmm.
And
you showed him.
Whole thing. Did he hit another home run.
Did you guys feel bad because the way the news came out? So Pete Carroll was fired, and then that got swallowed up by Nick Saban retires, and the Nick Saban got swallowed up by Bill Belichick parting ways mutually with the New England Patriots. I felt bad for Pete Carroll. Anyone else? Did anyone else feel bad for Pete Carroll? This is a guy who won 2 national championships, 1 Super Bowl, should have won a second against Belichick. He made the wrong call, so that's on him. Could have had 2 Super Bowls, 2 national championships, and no one is talking about Pete Carroll today. It lasted about 33 seconds.
Timing wasn't great on that one. Because it was a huge story at the time, and then Nick Saban retired and everyone forgot.
If you're Harbaugh, you got to wait at least like, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Let the smoke clear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks. Wait and see if McCarthy gets fired. What a strange offseason.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad we had Pedro on, and I'm glad we got to Mikey A's top 5 Red Sox that he hates. Stupidity.
All right.
Such a good list. It's a perfect list. There's not any superstars. It's just, as Billy pointed out, fringe players.
Yes. That's like, you're like, this guy sucks. Why do they love him so much?
Alan Embry is the guy I couldn't think. I was trying to think of one more fringe guy before I said Ortiz.
You know who I don't want to be like super disrespectful of, but like may fall into that category, even though he got paid and he's like a huge name because of his personality? Johnny Damon.
Oh, Johnny Damon. But I met Johnny Damon on a plane and it was one of the funniest.
Okay, so that'll do it. That's enough.
I mean, Jesus Christ, Mike.
No, it was. Oh, dude, it was. So it. Coming home from Orlando, he was going to Connecticut. So we were, and the flight was delayed. It was a Monday night, and the Jets were playing the Falcons on Monday Night Football. And he starts talking to me about football because he needed help with fantasy football.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
No, this is all amazing.
Wait, hold on. How did he just pick you out of the crowd and start talking to you?
I had spoken to him. I had spoken. Okay. Hey, Johnny. He saw the Yankee hat, the whole thing.
Got you.
So I was I said I worked at ESPN because he was going to ESPN to do a car wash, and he was like, "Yeah, I don't know what to do with my fantasy lineup." I was like, "Oh yeah," so I'm helping him. So anyway, the flight's delayed. We get on the plane, and Monday Night Football, Jets Falcons. Jets end up winning on like a last minute thing, and the plane lands, and he stands up from the front. Looks, finds me all the way in the back and goes, "Jets win!"
What?
I was like, you know what? I like you, Johnny Damon.
and therefore he will not. He will never be.
No, he will not get Red Sox. Jacoby Ellsbury will get it there.
Well, did you? How did you? Okay, so he was a Yankee, so it's complicated. But prior to him being a Yankee, how did you feel about Johnny Damon? Oh,
right. But
prior to that,
Billy, I mean, think how easily Mikey Yankee can be bought. He got.
Oh, I know. Easily, I know.
Easily.
He got a point. Hey, I love you.
No, it was that he actively searched for me.
Yeah,
yes.
Like
yes.
He was he watching the plane you. On JetBlue,
right?
And he was like, "Yeah, so yeah, it's funny."
Look at you.
Yeah,
best friends.
My wife was like, "Johnny Damon." I've texted Johnny Damon since, and he's like, "Hey, when are you coming back to Orlando?" I'm like,
"Wait, you've texted Johnny Damon since?"
I'm talking like. The 2 years after that, like, isn't
Do
he?
You still have Johnny Damon's number?
Did you exchange numbers with Johnny Damon at this day?
Absolutely.
Well, you're really. You've left a lot out of this story. Hold on a second.
You have. Yeah. Yes. Yes. All right, Billy. Are we still rolling here?
We are. We are. Oh, okay. In fact. Good. Yes. Okay. I did. We thought we ended, but we definitely did not. Okay. They're showing us Johnny Damon. So you got Johnny Damon's number. You've texted with him since.
Yes.
You know. And I don't know how I feel about this. And I think that. I think that I need to do some research before I even put this out into the universe. But Johnny Damon's been on a boat with Captain Lee.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Not the best behaved guest on the boat, yes. though. So yes. I don't know. I don't know if it's someone Captain Lee will want to see. Because spoiler alert, if you're a listener, Captain Lee's coming back next week. We just got that confirmation.
Oh, my God.
Now you have a little secret there just between the four of us.
Yeah. If you presented me Belichick or Captain Lee and said I can only have one, I'd take Captain Lee.
That's a lie, but
it totally is. But I just tried to sell the episode.
Thanks. We haven't even recorded it yet.
Listen, I will do everything I can to get Jimmy Johnson on with Captain Lee, as we promised.
That's
Captain
another
Lee.
Lie. I'm going to do everything I can.
Everything, but I want to get Johnny Damon on, Billy, and you do too, Billy. Tell Mikey A that you want Johnny Damon on with Captain Lee. He'll get it done.
I don't know that Captain Lee likes Johnny Damon, so I don't want to turn off Captain Lee. That's the thing.
Okay. But could we have Johnny Damon on, Mikey? And just have him tell stories? I mean, he's got great stories. Okay.
He does.
All right. Johnny Damon and Jabba? Do they like each other? Do they hate each other?
Who's getting paid? Who's paying
I can
them?
See them hating each other. Johnny Damon's house was also for sale recently, and it's the most ridiculous house you've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, look it up. Google Johnny Damon's house.
Okay.
It was like on TMZ or something. Now we're just, now the podcast is just people listening to us Google things. If you're at home, Google Johnny Damon's house for sale because it was an insane house. All right. Now we're just hearing us type.
Johnny Damon's a good talker and would be a good guest. Just
$30 million for his house. So you can imagine.
It had a hair salon. Like. Hair salon.
Has a bowling alley, has multiple gyms. It's a complex.
It has multiple tennis courts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a small, I don't even want to say small. It's like a nice hotel is his house.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Looking for some property in the Orlando area, Stugatz. Wow. We could have connected him.
Isn't that a shorter?
Orlando is a shorter commute. Yes.
Commute. Yeah. Yes. That's what I was. That's the joke I was trying.
I'd have to move a little bit south. Yes. all right. Johnny Damon next week with Captain Lee and Jimmy Johnson.
Look at this resort pool that he has. Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Anyway.
I love that he has a salon. I mean, you think Johnny Damon, one of the things you think of is hair, and the fact that he has a salon is amazing.
What do you think it is? What do you think the budget, like, what do you think his annual hair budget was, like, at peak Johnny Damon? Like, what do you think he was spending?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'll tell you this for frame of
reference.
Why
don't we get him on and ask?
I'll tell you this for a frame of reference. Because added to that is the fact that he does have, like, a barbershop salon in his house. So, like, if you have that, you're spending money on your hair. I saw a clip where Steve Harvey claimed that he was paying his barber that he was getting a haircut like 3 or 4 times a week. And I think that he said that he paid him something like $6,000 a week. Steve Harvey did at the time, like before he shaved his head. And then I did the math and it was like he was paying his barber like $300,000 a year to cut his hair like 3 times a week. And I'm assuming just travel wherever he goes, but still an insane amount of money for a barber. And he said that his barber then went and bought like a number of like shops or salons or whatever as a result of that. And his like pension that he gave him when he decided I'm shaving my head, I no longer need a barber, for $6,000 a week.
If you guys had to guess how much money Johnny Damon made playing baseball, what would your guess be? Johnny Damon, million? A good player, not a great player, a good player, never a great player, right? Good baseball player.
84 million.
$111 million.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tack on the 30th for the house sale.
Right.
Well, where do you go? Where do you go, like, once you had a $30 million house with a salon, like, how do you downsize? Where do you go from there?
Get a nice condo.
I feel like, yeah, like, what, you're going to get a 2-2? Like, what do you do?
A 2-2 in Boca.
A 2-2, and then, like, if we're going to go even deeper, where do you put all your stuff? Like, if I have a $30 million house, I've accumulated a lot of crap. My house is full of crap now, and I have a 3-2 that's, like, 1,200 square feet. Where's all his crap going to go?
I don't know.
Pedro was fun, huh?
We'll ask Johnny where he put all his crap when he comes on with Captain Lee. Stupidity. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.